Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ooh, I love you. I love you.
I was at the Circa.
Let me work.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, if you haven't heard, we're excited to announce that 95.7 The Game and Odyssey, we've partnered with the Golden State Valkyries. Multi-year deal. We're going to broadcast their games starting this Friday. Valkyries taking on the LA Sparks at Chase Center at 7. You'll be able to listen to the games right here on 95.7 The Game and the Odyssey app. The Valkyries are going to have their own custom channel, so download that Odyssey app now and search Valkyries, and you can listen to every single game. Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones are going to be on the call throughout the season, and coming up in 10 minutes, we've got Jess Smith, yeah. The Valkyries president, is going to join us. But first, let's get to some calls, Goo.
Right. I got you.
Mike in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike, how you doing? You want to talk about Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I actually want to pivot a little bit, but, you know, the Jimmy Butler situation, you know, it's Jimmy's obviously a little bit older of a player compared to when he was back in Miami. So I am not really expecting him to score, you know, 38 plus points, you know, at this point in his career. But I also think it also has to do with the culture of what the Warriors are, you know, I mean, they spread the ball around.
Right.
So, but I do wish that he was taking, and granted, he may have been feeling ill this last time or whatever, but even before then, I just wish that he would kind of take a little bit more control and try to still be that guy that we saw when he was in Miami. So that's the other thing. But the one thing I wanted to get to, guys, was, you know, the X factor I think that's going to be tonight, and you guys were talking about it earlier and everything, I think Pods is going to actually be the X factor tonight. He's not going to be in this slump for the rest of his life. I think tonight there's no other choice. You have your back is against the wall. And I think, you know, with everything that Coach Kerr is putting him into, you know, he's still producing on other levels. But I think he actually gets out of a shooting slump tonight. So Pods is my X factor tonight. And, Goo, one thing for you, brother. Make sure that speech tonight, or that speech you make today, it better come hard, man, because they need some definite help.
I got you. Hey, right on, Mike.
Yeah, Guru's going to address the Warriors. At some point,
I'll go
in the
after
show.
your speech,
and that's what life's about.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Jim's in Martinez wants to talk about Jimmy Butler. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I got a little bit of a slow day. I'm trying to talk to you guys, and I just had to go rescue my wife. She locked her keys and her phone in a trunk while she's in a class.
So no,
I'm throwing off a little. But a
good
few
husband.
Things. Hey, Goo, I'm with you. I'm pretty fired up about the Valkyries. It's probably going to be a rough start.
I'm with you.
Coming ground up and everything, but I think it's cool. You guys are hitting everything, as are the callers. But if you step back again, we're circling into the same thing. We're all right. But Butler's not 100%. And it's like we're all just going, yeah, well, you know, we're going to do this, and Steph's not out there. And again, you know, we're talking someone who's on the level to his team, like Jordan, Magic, Bird, all right? Everybody settle down. And Butler, he is a little bit hobbled. You can see it. And I remember I played every day. And I know you guys clock also. There was times 25 years ago, I'm 40, I'm playing against a bunch of 25-year-olds, and I'm killing it. And the other team all of a sudden realizes, you know what, that's the only guy on the other team that's doing anything. They put their best, biggest guy on me, and I don't have anybody to even pass to. Nobody on my, you know, you're just picking up sides at the gym, and you end up with, you know, four guys that they're just okay, and they're not having a good day. And that's kind of what's going on with the Warriors, if you think about it. Yeah. I really did not see Moses Moody going into this funkification.
Wow, man.
I mean, but we got a puncher's chance. I remember real quick, like, another game where I watched these couple of young brothers that were jumping out of the gym, and they just literally annihilated everybody. We're next up. One of the guys I played with, he was okay. The other couple people on the team, I didn't really know. And he looks at me and he goes, yeah, at least it's going to be quick. And I go, hey, you never know. I went out there, I hit three threes.
There
in
you
a
go.
Row. Yeah, it was quick.
Give me the drop.
10-1. And one last thing. JK, I love him, but I watch every game, guys. I record him. And it's not just that he takes the shots, and it's not just that he got hurt, because he was really rolling. And the potential, you could just see it. But it's also the passes that he just lazily throws, and he's not Steph or Clay or Draymond. He doesn't have the history to be able to just, you know, throw a loose ball and have it picked off for a layup the other way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we got a chance, but think about the game with Dante DiVincenzo's going for a rebound, and he just kind of bumps Kuminga out of the way. And also another one on a loose ball. Jonathan Kuminga should be dominating every dude around him, and he's got a smile on his face. I like, you know, it's like he's got a good attitude, but you got to get a killer attitude.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the call.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, we can use it all.
That's true.
Yeah, all hands on deck, right?
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
I don't have the confidence of the last caller or two callers ago. That thinks Pods is going to snap out of it.
I think you might get PO'd here. We're flowing, but it's okay. I can handle it. If I told you, you know, I tried to make the parallels between Houston in regard to their mentality and Minnesota after game one, not taking advantage of Steph being out, and now they've hit the ground running and they got control of this series. But, Stoney, what if I told you there's something eating at me about Minnesota and their players to where – I could see them coming into this game like, We've already proven it. We got them. And somehow that could play to the Warriors' advantage if they're on point. And somehow, I'll go what City Boy said, somehow steal this game. And I know you hate that, but there's a lot of me feeling that way.
Okay. It's absolutely within the realm of possibility.
But if you said, Goo, tell me what do you see from a Warriors players that would help us steal it, I hadn't written anything down. Like, you know, I'm still processing that part. So it's more Minnesota not being buttoned up and us stealing it.
Minnesota is good when they're good, but they can play poorly. And they played poorly in game one, and it likely had a lot to do with the Golden State Warriors.
And Russ.
And so that's what the Warriors have to do. Tonight, they've got to figure out a way to slow down the Timberwolves a little bit,
yes,
which will allow them to win a game in the high 90s or in the low 100s.
Because you've been in all the games.
Well,
I got lead at half, and Saturday you had action.
I wonder how Warrior fans would feel, or if they agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, because would you say the Warriors have been in every game?
Yeah, they had Saturday night. They had it in the fourth. And then
they had a small lead in the fourth.
Yeah, but you're up two at half at home. I think you know what I mean? And then it all went bad. I get that. But
one of the reasons things go bad in the second half is because when a team's better than the other team, then they have 48 minutes to prove it.
Yeah.
And the Timberwolves just proved it in the second
half. Austin
and
San Jose on the chat says Thursday, the last game was a blowout. Not at half, you know.
No, not at half. But we
digress.
You want to do this? All right, let's head out to the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. And as you've heard, we're the proud partner of the Golden State Valkyries, and you can listen to the home opener right here on Friday on 95.7 The Game. Joining us right now to celebrate the partnership and talk about the Valkyries, their president, Jess Smith. Jess, thank you so much for joining us. How's it going out there in the inaugural season for the Valkyries?
Thanks for having me. An exciting time over here.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to start out with the exhibition game last week that drew over 17,000 fans. And it was on the same night that the Golden State Warriors had a playoff game. I mean, how thrilling must that have been for not only you, but for the entire organization?
It's incredibly thrilling. And, you know, from day one, these fans have shown up for us and told us that they were awaiting this team and could not wait to support us. And so to see the preseason attendance, and of course, we were supporting from afar from the Warriors as they were in Minnesota as well, was remarkable. And the game day itself, just to attest to that, it was so loud inside Chase Center. And so the excitement from that day forward, just in previewing what's to come for this season, and especially on Friday, we are all just, you know, anticipating such an epic night to have all of our fans together in a packed arena.
Jess, I got to tell you, I was walking downtown San Francisco yesterday, and all throughout the Bay Area, I'm seeing Valkyrie gear everywhere. I got to tell you, that has to make you feel good.
It does. Our Valkyrie Violet, right? It really pops. You know, when we were putting our brand together, it was really important that we were building something that people could recognize and something that our fans wanted to wear. And we were building merchandise that also fits into lifestyle wear. And we're seeing that. And I love seeing it out in the Bay Area. And the pride that people are feeling for this team is next level. And the Bay Area, you know, you guys know, like, the Bay Area fandom is next level. We know that. And to be bringing this WNBA franchise to the Bay, the first expansion team since 2008, this region's going to really show out. And I think we're all beginning to understand what that is, and we're going to be able to experience it firsthand soon enough.
What's our what are some of the goals of this season outside of your record, obviously, and wins and losses? I got to believe, in your first year, you've got some overreaching things that you'd like to accomplish.
for us, it's really about making sure that we're building culture, we're building trust, we're building community. You know, it's our responsibility to make sure that we're listening to our fans, we're listening to our players, we're building not only a brand, but building a place that people feel like they want to, you know, build that lifelong fandom and be a part of that. So on my end, from a business perspective, you know, we have an incredible front office that's out doing that, making sure that we're building those genuine relationships with folks that are investing in us, whether those are partners, fans, community stakeholders, and making sure that we're giving back to the Bay. This ownership group allows us to do that in really big ways. And you're right, you know, certainly the Encore product, we have a great general manager, you know, that has to put that together in Ohema. And so, you know, she's really navigating that piece of it. But we want to build culture. We want to build something that people want to be a part of. And we're beginning to see that. But our goal is that if folks don't know who the Valkyries are yet, that we make them pay attention, and that when they begin to experience it, that they can't turn back and become a lifelong fan.
Wow, Jess, this is so exciting. You mentioned the GM, and fans are excited to get to know not only the GM, the coach as well. Can you give us a couple tidbits on both of them and why they were the best choices to lead the Valkyries?
Yeah, so Coach Natalie Nakase as well. The three of us feel so fortunate to be on this journey together. So I most recently joined from Angel City Football Club, down in Los Angeles, you know, which, you know, on the business side, really broke a lot of records when it came to the commercialization. Ohema joins us from the most recent WNBA champions, New York Liberty, where she was the assistant general manager. This is her first go as general manager here in the WNBA. And Coach Natalie Nakase comes from the Las Vegas Aces, where she was an assistant coach under Becky Hammon, winning two championships there. This is her first go as head coach. So the three of us are really on this journey where we have been the stewards of learning from some of the greats. And then now we get to build this as the leaders, but really support each other on this journey and have a vision and have done the work on the back end to be ready for this moment. So they're incredible. You know, I think when you think of the culture that we're building, the three of us are relentless in thinking through the staff and players and so forth, that we are bringing in great human beings, but folks that work together and are relentless in whatever the goal is at hand. And you're going to see that represented on and off the court.
Jess Smith joining us on 95.7 The Game. She's the president of the Valkyries, and of course the Valkyries open their inaugural WNBA season on Friday. Let me ask you about your boss, Joe Lacob. You know, he's got a reputation for being very interested in how his professional teams do. How's it working for Joe?
It's, you know, it's so much fun to work with Joe. I've worked in this industry for close to 20 years. You're right. He is beyond invested in what we are doing. He has been at the table and along for every decision, whether it was the brand that we are making. He's worked obviously very closely with Ohema when it comes to, you know, putting the team together. But we love that. You know, his support means everything. You know, whether it is, hey, we'd like to look at what our facilities look like and getting that done in a short period of time so that our players know a dedicated branded practice facility and a dedicated locker room inside Chase Center. And he's the one that's like, yeah, we're going to do that. You know, I think sometimes, you know, that's the expectation because we are Golden State. But as somebody who's new to this organization and understands what that is like, and it's unlike other organizations that I've had a chance to work for, you know, it's beyond. You know, he is a great owner to work for, and I will take high expectations and the opportunity to deliver any day.
That's just awesome stuff, Jess. When I found out we were going to talk to you, I couldn't wait to ask, what has it been like since you took over getting this team set to play their first season? Can you give us a couple stories that have kind of happened in that time?
Yeah. You know, you look back to day one, I was the first dedicated employee hired at the Valkyries. And back then it was just WNBA Golden State. And I just remember sitting there at my computer and just thinking, you're doing this again, because I had helped build Angel City from day one and understanding just how hard it is to think through everything from day one, hiring every single staff member, every piece of your business, and making sure that you're delivering on the expectations that, you know, the community is asking you to. There's so many stories, you know, being in there and thinking of what the brand is going to look like, how it's going to feel. You know, I think the emotional side of being inside the broader Golden State organization is just how much pride the overall Golden State organization has in being both the Warriors and Valkyries, I really think is going to set the bar. Last Monday, we announced that our parent company is now Golden State versus just the Warriors, obviously making room for both of us to be at the table. But within that, there's small things that actually mean something really great. Instead of Warrior Shop, we have Golden State Shop. So 365 days a year, you want to go into Thrive City at Chase Center, you're going to find Valkyries gear. You're going to find Warriors gear. We have the most robust academy system within the NBA, and previously that was the Warriors Academy system. It's now the Golden State Sports Academy. And when you come to sports academy systems, you're now going to have reversible jerseys that are Valkyries and Warriors, you know, making sure that both girls and boys are part of our organizations. You know, those types of decisions, you know, within a powerhouse franchise like the Warriors, were a global brand that all of us, you know and love, but are making room for the Valkyries and leading the way for the Bay Area region. You know, I think to me, that's the emotional part of just knowing that we are doing things the right way to not only earn the trust of the community that we have, but to set the bar for a more equitable future, which I take a ton of pride in.
Jess Smith joining us on 95.7 The Game, president of the Valkyries. You talked about culture and building a culture. If I were to ask you what the Valkyries culture hopes to be, how would you answer that question?
I'll take a line from Coach Natalie Nacase in her press conference ever after a preseason win in Phoenix this week. And she said, we're gritty. And I think that's right. You know, we are willing to do what it takes to get the results. And that's not always a clear line forward, like any growth trajectory. But that means that we are willing to fail and willing to learn and willing to keep going and willing to get back up. And as a new team on the market, when you hire really good people that have those good intentions, I think that's the exact right mindset.
Just awesome stuff. I wish Friday was tomorrow, but it's not. It's coming. I wanted to ask you, because a lot of fans are asking, can you talk to us about some of the players for the Bay Area to watch out for and what they will bring on a game-to-game basis?
These players, even in the preseason, have just been so fun to watch. And I think the fun part is watching the collective of them. You know, even in a short period of time, you know, when you're watching these two preseason games, remembering that when they played their first one, I believe the team was together 9 days, and they played their second game, they've been together 11. You know, so watching these players come together, you have Kate Martin, who was a rookie in the league last year, coming from Iowa, you know, playing intense. You've got veteran six woman, winning the Sixth Woman of the Year, Tiffany Hayes, you know, who's known for being a little bit, you know, forcing the plays on the court and making them happen, being a great defender, you know, coming in. And then we've got some great international players, you know, coming into the league for the first time and really showing. You've got Julie Van Loo, who's like incredible and fun to watch, as well as Carla Late, you know, both of them really fun at the point. So there's so many different folks that the Bay is going to become familiar with and the league's going to become familiar with this crew. But you're going to have to come out and check it out yourself too.
Awesome.
Jess, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
Thanks. Let's get the win.
All right, Jess Smith of the Valkyries. She's the president, and they start their season on Friday.
Yes,
and ideally, we'll have two pro teams in the Bay Area, basketball teams, playing this weekend.
And there's never really an off season now.
Yeah.
If you kind of get my drift, this will take us through the – well, Warriors are going to keep playing until June, but you know what I mean.
Oh, by the way, where are we with our trip to Texas in June?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Remember you going? Guru has a family vacation.
I got an appointment at DMV to get the real ID because you can't fly without it. But
how's Norm feeling?
He's ultra confident, yeah.
That you'll be there?
Yeah, that I'll be there.
It's going to take three straight wins.
I do want to say something real quick because I know we're up against it.
Real quick, who saw what?
Curry getting hurt. But we always have these conspiracy theories and all that stuff. But Moses Moody, we've been talking about pods. I just saw somebody in a YouTube chat say Kerr killed his confidence. Kerr had Moses Moody out there like Michael Jackson. And Moody answered the bell. He was featured. Moody is to blame for Moody. I don't know what happened, Steiny. Your boy was doing everything under the sun. Now he looks like, I don't know what it is, but please do not say Kerr had it. Kerr, talk real quick. What happened to Moody?
Well, Goo, I mean, I don't want to be a stickler, but I never thought he was doing everything under the sun. He was playing a nice role for the Warriors.
You can tell me on the other side.
Okay.
Yeah, Evan's waving his hand.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Caleb, Joe. I see Lance.
Caleb.
We'll get to you all on the other side. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances – in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. That segment also brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
And that's what life's about.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.